Nun Dalet Amed Aleph. Halechelem Yaitzais Kevulois. Mai Kevulois Shemachablin Alyo Shalahen Lamato Kidei Shalayalu Alehem Haschorim. They used to be Mekasher, the tails of the Recheleis. What does Rashi say? Shekvulin Loshen Kavlei Barzel Kshuro. It was tight. Kidei Shalayalu Alehem Haschorim. So now the Gemara asks, "My mashme dahai kavul lishne deleovid peirihu." That in this kavul there's a mashmois that the because of this the behemah is unable to have children. Lishne deleovid peirihu. The Chodesh Aviv explains that beemison shchuzois was also tied. So one was tied up, one was tied down. So if Kavulais would only have a mashmois of Mekushorais, Kavle Barzel Kshura, so why when the tail is tied down he calls it Kavulais, when it's tied up he calls it Shchuzis? So the Gemara says in the word Kavulais there's a mashmois the Loi Ovid Perihu, that this kasher is that the Chela should be unable to become the Saba. So the Gemara brings a raya from Apostolic. The Chsiv Mo heorim ha'ele asher nosata li ochi. Chiram received an amount of cities from Shleim HaMelech. Vayikra nikoldem eretz kovul ad hayoyim hazeh. My eretz kovul. What is pshat eretz kovul? Omar Rabune shahoyu bo bnei odom shemechubolim bechesef ubezo. There were people that were, let us see Rashi, Vayikro lehem be'esrim ushtayim ir, shenosan shloime lechiram mishtoiko. So he called it Eretz Kovul. What's Eretz Kovul? Mechubolim mu'utofim u'mikushorim. The people who lived in these cities were mu'utif and mekusher bekesev izot. That's why he called it Eretz Kovul. Omer leRove, Ihochi. So ACC gave him 22 cities, and the people were very, very wealthy. Omer leRove, Ihochi, Hainu dechsiv, v'loyoshru be'enov. That Chiram was not at all happy with this matone that Shlomo HaMelech gave him. Mivnei shemechubolim bechesev ezov loyoshru be'enov. Fakert, you have a lot of wealthy people. Amalai in. He says, that's true. Even the atiri, umefanki le'ovdi avidite. Fakert, what does Chiram have that these people are wealthy, but he wouldn't gain any profits from them? The le'ovdi avidite. So the angarius hamelech won't be niskayim. So Rashi says, avidite angarius shel melech. So that's the taich le'ovdu peiri. There's no profitable asik that will come out from this city. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Omar, a different pshat. Why were these cities called Eretz Kovul? Eretz Chumten Hoiso. It seems it was a dry, salty earth. Vamai kori le'kovul. So why is it called Kovul? The Mishtarge bo karo at Kavlo. When a person walks on the ground, so his feet stick in, sink in, at Kavlo, till Kavlo. We'll see this in Machlokes Rashi in Taisvis, if Kavlo means the ankle, or the Kavlo means the shoik. Omri inshi, aro mechavlo, deloy ovat peri. That's an Aram Mechavlod Le'ovet Peri. Let us see Rashi. Chumten Melecho U'Mizbakas. It seems there were many splits in the Karke. The Mishtarge Bo Karo Toivas Bo Horego. When one walked there, so the feet used to sink in. Ad Kavlo Peri Katachtan Shekoirin Kvila. That is the ankle. Zog Toisvis Ad Kavlo Meforish Ri Ad Hashoik. that one sunken further. Kedama peikva me'isha, biris ba'achas. Biris is a type of a tachshit. Used to put on one of the shaykh, one of the shaykh that the isha has. Kavlayim b'shtayim. Used to put on both of them. Shemenichina kavlayim b'shaykh. So it was such an earth that people used to sink in till the shaykh. Says in the Mishnah further, kvunais, recheles, yaitse, shchuzais, kvulais, uchavunais. Now what is kvunais? My kvunais, shemechabnin oisoi lemilas. Zogt Rashi, shemechabnin koishrin beged sevivoi. A beged is tied around the rochel, or attached to the rochel, b'yoyim shenoylat, the day that it is born, shetzimroi noki, u'mishamer tzimroi shelo yitanev. So the wool does not get exposed to the elements, so the wool remains pure and clean. Lemilas, lasais mitzimroi klimilas, that is a beged from a very expensive wool. Mechabnin, so why is it called, why is the attachment called mechabnin? Al sha'oisin kemin karse matches lechaber habeged. There are metal clasps that are attached, like this is like a sweater which goes over the behemoth, so it is attached together with clasps. Kemaitinosi kibinosi labiti is also a lotion of a clasp. So memela, so that's why it's called mechabnin. My kavuna is mechabnin oisoi lemilas. Kedisnan se'eis in the maris negoim kitzema lovon. It has the same color, the same shade of white kitzema lovon. My tzema lovon amarav bivi barabaye kitzema noki ben yoimoi. That is called Tzemelovon, Tzemelnoki ben Yoimi. Zog the Gemara weiter. Vo'izim yoitzais tzrurois. So we have here a machloikis, a three-way machloikis. The Tanakhama says, Vo'izim yoitzais tzrurois. Rabbi Yoisi oiser bekulam, chutz min arachelim hakvunois. Rabbi Yehudai Merizim Yaitzis Tzurais Liyavesh Avoloi Lecholo. That is the three-way machloikis. The Tanakame is Mater Tzurais Bein Liyavesh Bein Lecholo. Rabbi Yaisi asks everything. And Rabbi Yehuda is a machia. Liyavesh is Mutter. Lecholo is also. Itmer Rav Omar Haloche Ke Rabbi Yehuda. So come out according to Rabbi Yehuda that so liyavesh will be mutter. Ushmul ama aloche ke Rabbi Yosi. That aloche is like Rabbi Yosi. That tzchures is also, liyavesh is also awesome. The ike de masni lohosh maite be'apei nafshe. It was not that Rav said aloche ke Rabbi Yehuda in shmuz al aloche ke Rabbi Yosi. No, Rav ama liyavesh mutter v'loi lecholo. Ushmuloma echod ze ve'echod ze osa. So there's a ikashe. What is pshat in this ike de masni? What is the difference between the ike de masni and the first loshen? The first loshen, Rav said alochik Rabbi Yehuda, that means liyavesh is muta v'loi lecholo. And shmul ke Rabbi Yosi, that means everything is osa. So what's the chilik if he says the first loshen is preferable? He's saying that it's a machlokes tanoim, it's not their own machlokes. Let us see Rashi. No, there's no Rashi, there's Tosfos. But the Rashi bampei nafshe v'lo yaplukte de masnisa. The bechlal weren't going on the Mishnah. Rav oma liyavesh muta v'im toima leima mar haloche kemar v'shleima mishum deike de mafchi lehu letanoi. So it means that's what seems from the Marsha, that there was someone take, there was a different gilse. Others said Rabbi Yosi was Matir and Rabbi Yehuda also. So therefore, so that is Pshat in the second Loshen. So they said, Klo, that he said that Liyavish is Mutter, and Shmuel said that that everything is awesome. The Goyin says there's an afkamina between the first Lashon and the second Lashon as follows. If the Machloikis Rav and Shmuel is, do we paskin according to Rav Yehuda, or do we paskin according to Rav Yaisi? So then we have Klolim already. Rav Yehuda v'Rav Yaisi halacha k'Rav Yaisi. So then we have to Asa. So according to the first Lashon, it should be Asa. According to the second Lashon, it is a Machloikis Rav and Shmuel. It's a Machloikis Rav and Shmuel, so halacha k'Rav. That's what the Goyin says. The Sfas Emes wants to say something which I really don't see it. He wants to say the difference between the first Lashon and the second Lashon will be as follows. He has a Mashmois from the Mishnah that we have here a Machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda, and we have here a Machloikis. The Tanakame was matter. Levuvim shchuzais kvulais kvunais. He was matter and shchuzais. Rabbi Yaisi asked everything besides kvunais. And Rabbi Yehuda says there's a difference between shchuzais liyavesh avaloi lecholol. So it seems that Sfas Emes learned what does Rabbi Yehuda hold legabi the other shayla by shchuzais kvulais. What does Rabbi Yehuda hold about that? So he tines that the pashtus of the Mishnah is that he agrees with the Tanakhama. I really don't see where he sees it. Rabbi Yehuda spoke about the union of tzurais. That was the Tanakhama, was matzah tzurais. Bameli says, depends. About the other shayla, I don't see at all where he sees it. But look upon him, as they named on the Sfas Emes, that Rabbi Yehuda lemaise, only in Tzurais he's chaylik on the Tanakame. But in Shchuzais, Kvulais, and Kvunais, he's made it to the Tanakame. That's what the Sfas Emes says. So Memele, he says, there'll be a nafkamina between the first Lashon and the second Lashon by Shchuzais and Kvulais. If you paskin according to the first Lashon, so we paskin according to Rabbi Yehuda, so the Maise, so Shchuzais and Kvulais will also be Mutter, because Rabbi Yehuda holds like the Tanakhama. We paskin according to the second Lashon, so the whole Machlekes Rav and Shmuel is only in Tzurais. So we don't have Bechlal Apsak in Shchuzais and Kvulais. But again, I really don't see where he had a Mashmois that Rabbi Yehuda is Moited to the Tanakhama and the other Machlekes. These are the first to Lashonis. The Ike de Masni law, others brought down, we'll see there's a Machlekes Rashi in Tosfos, what the law is, if it's going on the Memra of Shmuel or on the Machlekes of Rav or Shmuel. Ike de Masni law aho. We learned the Baraisa as follows. The Baraisa says, Izim Yoitze Tzurais Liyavesh, Avaloi Lecholo. Mishum Rab Yehuda ben Seira Omru, Kach Halacha. The Halacha is in Lomdes, you are correct. Liyavesh is Mutter and Lechola Bezosa. Avol mi mafis Ezoi Liyavesh ve Ezoi Lechola. But who could be mafchin? Who would be able to recognize that this was tied Liyavesh? Umi toich she'ein makirim. So since it is difficult from people who are looking at the A's to differentiate if it was Tzurais Liyavesh or Tzurais Lecholom, Zev is Zev, Echot Zev, Echot Zev also. So we have here a machloikis if Liyavesh is Mutter or Liyavesh is also Al Zeire, because people are not mafchin between Liyavesh and Lecholom. Omar Shmuel v'omri lo omar Rav Yehuda omar Shmuel halacha k'Rav Yehuda ben Seira. We pass the line Rav Yehuda ben Seira that both are also ki also Rovin omar Rav Yechanan halacha k'Tanakam. So Rashi learns as follows: Ve'ika de matni loha de Shmuel aho. That means the third lashon is not explaining the machloikis of Rav and Shmuel. The third lashon is explaining to us that what Shmuel asked liyavesh is not like the first two lashonis that he held b'shita liyavesh is asa. According to the first lashon, he passed like abyasi, it's a masui. According to the second lashon, it's also the same lomdis that liyavesh is asa. This lashon, we'll see in Taisis, is an afkamin al aloch. This lashon house liyavesh me iker adin is muter. But als the svar of me mafis, so therefore liyavesh is also. So that's ikad the masin lahod de Shmuel. I mean, the third lashon is different in shita Shmuel. It's explaining Shmuel differently. This lashon b'chalal doesn't speak about what Rav holds. Kach aloche the liyavesh muta olachol avosa avo mi mafis mi matul goyel umafchin ezei liyavesh. Now, what is pshat in this memra of ki osa rovin omar rabbi yechanan aloche ketane kamet? So Rashi says the masnisin de shori betavayu. Rashi learns that this is no shaykes at all with the baraisa. That means the Gemara brought down a baraisa, what Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira, in Shmuel, Paskin let Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira. Now, this is a new memre in Gansen, that Rabbi Yehuda and Paskin is like Rabbi Meir of our Mishnah. Rabbi Meir of our Mishnah holds that, that Tzruris is Mutar Afilul Lecholov, and that's a Rabbi Yehuda and Paskin. That's how Rashi learns Pshat in the Gemara. Let us see Tosfos. Halacha ki Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira, had noket Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira, v'loy noket Rabbi Yosi. What is pshat in this lashon? They pass not Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira. B'shem de b'mokim shein oisin klal elo kedei liyaveish shori Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira. That Eisus Fakert, since Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira holds, Mi Iker Adin Liyavesh is Mutter, no, the whole time is Mi Mafis. So according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira, if there'll be a mocking that people are not, that do not make it Tzuris, only Liyavesh, not Lecholov, so that'll be Mutter according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira. Leishayach Hosam, Mi Mafis. Rabbi Yosi oiser mishum dil menofel. This would be very mechudish to kanup shatn Rabbi Yosi. Rashi and Kesed Rabbi Yosi holds that it is a masui, and the Maram wants to make a grais that Tosis also means this. Dil me it als masui, not als dil menofel. Omar Rav aloche kitane. Rabbeinu Tam goris. So Rabbeinu Tam is a different girsa in the whole Gemara. Omar Rav aloche ketane kame. The Ike de Masni is telling us this is a third oifen to explain the machlokes Rav Shmu. Omar Rav aloche ketane kame. That what? That liyavish is mutter, lecholov is osa. Shmuel omar, and Shmuel hold that both are osa, also Rav Yehuda ben Seira. V'chenki osa rovin amar Rav Yehuda aloche ketane kame. That this is a third pshat, how to explain the machlokes of Rav Shmuel. Zok te Mishneh weiter. Ubame eino yoitze. Now the Perek started about me behema yoitze, uba me eino yoitze. Lo yoitze gomol bimitul teles. A gomol should not go out bimitul teles. Now, there's a shaila what this mitul teles is. We'll see three pshotim in Rashi. Mitul teles yesh meforshim pushlo shetachas znovoy. We had before in Rashi, this pushlo was a strap that was attached to the saddle, and it was braced, the strap came out to brace itself tachas the zon of the chamoyer, and the purpose of the strap was that when the chamoyer went down the incline, so the masui and the saddle should not slide down over the head of the chamoyer, so it was braced with this pushla. So mitul telas is yesh meforshim pushla shetachas znovay. Here we are speaking about, even though everything was done erev Shabbos, but for that fact this is also pushla shetachas znovay. V'yesh meforshim mardas, it's a type of a mardas, a type of a saddle. V'achroin nire beinai. The iritzue shetachas hazono. If this is a ritzue shetachas hazono, kshure mechuberes lesargo. So it is attached to the saddle. The eich tipper. The time is the mas nisen. Mishum shemo tipper umaisi lohu. The whole time of the Mishnah is mishum shemo tipper umaisi lohu. It might fall down and he might carry it. If this is the pushla, so what's the problem? It's attached to the saddle, and the saddle won't fall down. So memela, so what's the problem? So therefore Rashi says that the mardas is a better pshat. It's attached tachas nova, and there it's not good mechuba. The chibur from tachas nova is not a good chibur. Is lo yetze gomol b'mitul telas. But al kalponim, we see Rashi was megala to us. The reason is shema yipel v'osi lazuy. Loi okoi v'loi rogul. Another halacha that a gomol not go out okoi v'loi rogul. Loi okoi v'loi rogul. Mefashinim b'gemore. Sha'oikdim yideyim imragleyim mekevolim shaloi yivrachu. That the hands, that means the first two, the front legs of the chamoyer are called the yadai. The back legs are called the raglai. So if you will tie together, not too tight, because if it's too tight, it can't walk. So what's shat lo yaitse? Now it's speaking about that you tied it together, so since the one hand, one front foot is tied to the one back foot, al koponim the gomol cannot spread its feet too far, so it won't have too much success to run away. It's loy okud, it's not permitted to go okud. Veloy rogul. What's veloy rogul? Rashi doesn't say, so we'll see in the Gemara. V'chein sha'ar kol ha-behemis. In all behemis also have the same aloche, that it also not permitted to go out b'mitul telas, and also loy akut v'loy rogul. So the Lashon HaMishnah is very, very modne. First we say it didn't buy a gomel, and then we say all of the behemis also the same thing. So speak already about all behemis. Why do you have to speak about a gomel? We'll see in the Gemara a teretz on this kash. Lo yikshel gmalim zeboze. He should not tie camels one to the other. V'yimshach, and he'll be moishach the front camel, and they'll all be nimshach achav. He's coming with the whole caravan of camels in Shabbos. Avo machnis chavolim l'soich yodai v'yimshach. But if he wants to be manik five camels, so there's a chevel on all five camels. Each camel has its own chevel. So he takes the five chavolim, machnes chavolim, l'seich yodi v'yimshach. That means he has to be moishach all five camels together. He can't tie the five camels one to the other and be moishach the front one, which would be much more convenient. He has to be moishach all five camels together. He has five chavolim, and there'll be moishach all five camels. Ubilvad shaloi yichor. But there's one tonight when he's moishach the five camels, he should be careful not to make a kriche, and this we'll see in the Gemara exactly what this is. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, V'lo yikshel gmalim zu lezu v'yimshoy ha'echo. They're all tied together. So it'll be Moshech one, the first one. Kedem mefarish b'gmara that this is also. U'bilvad sh'lo yichay ha'chavolim b'krach echo. You should not wind together the chavolim b'krach echo. And what's wrong with that? B'gmara mefarish time. Zogt the gmara. Tane lo yeitze agomol b'mitulteles akshuroloi biznovoi. Now here from the Loshon HaGemara it would seem that it is kosher to the zonov. That's the oifen achibur. The chibur is akshuroloi biznovoi. Avu yeitze hei hu in we know the reason. Rashi said in the Mishnah the reason is because it's not a good chibur. Dil m'shem otipo lo maisilo. Lo yaitse agomo bimitulteles hakshuva loy biznovoy. Avu yaitse hu bimitulteles hakshuva biznovoy ube chutrosoy. If there will be a double kshire, that means it's attached from the back, it's kshuva biznovoy, and it's attached also to the hump of the camel, so then it's mutter. Yaitse b'motultelas hakshura biznovoi ubechutrosa. Zogt Rashi. Biznovoi ubechutrosa tekiven de kshura bishneihem loy nofla. So the Pnei Yeshua says that is why the Tane first spoke about a gomel and then he spoke about all other behemoths. He wanted to be melamed on this halacha that lo yeitze gomel b'mitulteles v'chein shar kol habayim. Both are not allowed to go out the mitulteles. So a gomel is not permitted to go out if it is similar to shar b'hayim. Shar b'hayim don't have a hump. So this mitulteles, the only way it could be mekasherit is only by the zonah. So memela there's an issa. That's why he specified gomel. He says this halacha that it says in the Baraisa that if there's a kshire to the hump of the gomel, then it is mutter. This is merumis in the Mishnah, because the Mishnah asked a gomel only if it is similar to shakol abahimis, that we only have one mokaim hachibo. That's tachas novoi. Chutrosai zutrashi sheyesh l'chol gmalim al gabei. They have a hump. Omar Rabbe Baravune yoytei ha-gomol b'mitulteles ha-kshura lo b'shil yoso de-kiven de-koiv loy menat cholay. Al Kaponim, exactly the tzir, how the Oifan Akshira is unclear, but Al Kaponim, it seems that here the Behemah Vetzachnisht Ois Drayin, and it won't fall off. The Chibur to the Shilya is, there's pain involved for the Behemah in order to do a Pu'ula to shuckle off this Emetul Teles. So therefore, it won't fall off, and therefore it is Mutter. Now, V'lin Yireh, Narashi comes with a third pshat in Mitulteles. Mitulteles kar cotton. Mitulteles is a small pillow, a padding, mole muchen, noisni loy tachas hazono. This padding is put underneath the zono, kidei sheloy tashchis horitzue haboso. That the Ritzue, we had before the Pushle was put Tachas Hazono to make sure that if the Gomol is, if the Gomol is, has a Masui, it's going downhill, the Masui should not slide to the head of the Gomol. So therefore there was a strap that was supporting the Masui. Now, this strap was painful to the gomel. Could irritate the skin of the gomel because there was a lot of pressure pulling it. So in order to prevent damage to be done to the gomel, they used to put padding between the strap and the skin of the gomel. So that's Rashi. Velimire mitulteles kar kot molei muchin. Noisne loitachas hazonot, kadei shaloitashchis aretsua abosa. Lefi shahamasi shalgabo, shahagomel yoirid machbid viyoirid klapik tzavor. When the gomel is going down, downhill, so the masi pulls down. The Ritzua holds back the Masui. So the Mitulteles was a padding that was put there in order to prevent that the Ritzua should be Mashris, the oir of the Gomel. The Svasemes asks Amir de Kekashe. Svasemes asks that the purpose of this padding in the middle of the week is Moiridik, because the Gomel needed it. But Shabbos, the Gomel is not carrying any Masri whatsoever, so it should be Yosar Alts Masri. Rashi said in the Mishnah, V'taymed the Masnisi Mishum Shemot Tipoil Umaisi Lo. He says, and it's Muchach the way Rashi says, because the Gemara makes a chilek if the Mitulteles is only attached tachas hazonav or if it's attached to the chutrosay also. So you see klar that that's the iser. The iser is tachas hazonav is not a good chibur, so it might fall off. But if it's attached tachas hazonav and it's attached also to the chutrosay, so to the hump, then it's a good chibur and won't fall. Like the Svasemes, the behemoth in Shabbos is not carrying any masoi. What's tamazay the heter for this karkot? And he blights with a tzorichin. Perhaps later in the Gemara will have a shtikel eitzer to fa'emfer the svasemis' kashi. Loi okai v'loi rogu. Omar Rav Yehuda, okai Akedes Yad Veregel Ki Yitzchok Ben Avrom. Akeid is Akedes Yad Veregel Ki Yitzchok Ben Avrom. Yad Veregel Zot Rashi Echod Min HaYodayim VeEchod Min HaRaglayim Koivul B'Yachad. As we mentioned in the Mishnah, the Ritva says this, it's not like in Ganson, the Yitzchok Ben Avrom, they were tightly tied together, the regal and the yad. But here, they're tied together, al-kaponim, afazoi vait, one of them. Echod min ha-yadayim, ve-echod min ha-raglayim, koivul b'yachad, that it should be unable to run. Ki Yitzchok Ben Avrom. Rogul, what is rogul? Shelo yochayif yodoy al gabei zroyoy. Yad al gabei zroyoy. Echod mi yodov. One of the front feet. Koifeif klape mailo. He bends it up. Vikoysher. And he ties that together. Kidei shelo yhei loy elo gimel raglayim levroyach. And gimel raglayim levroyach is not, the gomel won't be too successful. So steht doch in der Mishnah, lo yikshe, so it says, so lo yeite gomo matelos, lo yoke vo lo yirog. Now let's go a little further and then we'll explain what the Yisr is. Meisvei, frek de gemora kashe, okoid, shtei yodayim, u shtei raglayim. Hey, so we learned in the Baraisa, Okoid means he tied the two front feet together, or he tied the two back feet together, not like Yitzchok Ben Avrom. Rogel shelo yochif yodoy al gabi zroyoy v'yikshoyer. So it's a kasher of Yehuda. Hey, so the Baraisa says a different pshat in Okoid. Look the Gemara weiter. Who the Omar ki haitane? The Sanye. Okoid, Akedis, Yad, Veregel. Oishtei Yodayim, Ushtei Raglayim. Rogel shalayochef yodi agave Yisroel veyikshe. So what is the mile of this baraisa? Is this baraisa says, okay, the kedush ad veregel. Zuk the gemore va'akati loydomi. It is still not like Rabbi Yehuda. Vishloimereishe v'seifa niche mitziyosa kashe. It says, okay, is also shtei yodayim u'shtei raglayim. Elohu diyomar ki haitane. Okay, akedes yad veregel ki Yitzchak ben Avrom, rogel shlo yochef yodei al gabi zroyei v'yikshe. Now, to understand this gemore, first of all, we have to understand what is the iser of okayt and rogel. What is the sibisa iser? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down two mahalchim from Achroinim. Be'emes in both of these mahalchim, the Piskei Harit brings down in Asugir. One mahalach is that this okayt of tying a hand and a foot together, or bending up the one of the front feet, is a very painful matzav for the gomel. It's very painful. So this is called amasui. The only heter that we have is a tachshit or a malbush. All these things, even an afso. Good, the behemoth would love to be able to have a free life on Shabbos. Of Al Kaponim, this the Netirus of the behemoth, that's also called a tachshit or a malbish. But something that's torturing the behemoth, that's no malbish and no tachshit. So mamele it's a masu. That's one mahalach. There's a second mahalach, that since this is so uncomfortable for the behemoth will try its utmost to squirm itself out from this situation. So there's a chash of dilma nofal v'osi lasuye. So it's osa alza darabon. Now, the Meiri brings down, and the Mishnah Berurah pasuk v'aloch also like this, that shtei raglayim and shtei yodayim La halacha is mutter according to Rabbi Yehuda. Shtei raglayim, number one, it was not so painful, and so therefore, so it's not a masui, and it's not dilma nofel v'osi lasuye, because it doesn't bother the behemoth too much. The shtei yodayim v'shtei raglayim, it's not so uncomfortable. So memele shtei yodayim v'shtei raglayim. So that is the hemshich in the sugya. Rabbi Yehuda said, okay, da kedis yad veregel ki Yitzchak ben Avram, only that is osa. Any other tyings of the hands or the feet is mutter. So the Gemara is takashe. Mom Baraisa said klol nitazoi. Okay, shtei yadayim shtei raglayim. So you see klol not like Rabbi Yehuda. The second Baraisa is also not like Rabbi Yehuda. Mitziyosa kosher. Till the Gemara found the third baraisa like Rabbi Yehuda. Zot Rashi, shtei yadayim ke'echo, shtei raglayim ke'echo. Vakati loidomi haitana led Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, Reishe v'seif en nichike de Rabbi Yehuda. Avo mitziyoso diktoni, oi shtei yadayim, shtei raglayim, koshel led Rabbi Yehuda. The loikori okoy elo yad veregel ki Yitzchok ben Avram d'chsi vayakoy kofaf yodov veraglov la'achirov v'kosher yad veregel yachad v'nifshat savorei la'achirov. It seems from Rashi that the purpose was of this, that when the hands and feet are tied in such a matzev, so the tavo hangs back and it's easier to shech. Zog the Gemara weiter. Veloy yikshel gemala. My time. Amar Ravashi mishum de mevzi keman de ozal lechinge. Zog the Rashi. Lechinge leshuk lemoicham. A person is walking in Shabbos with a whole caravan of camels, So it looks like he's going to the shuk. Chingal shem shesayvivim es hashuk mechayles mechayles agulei shel bnei odom. There are circles of people that are in the shuk, so mamel, that's why it's called chinge. Avo machnitz, but he's permitted to be, as long as the camels are not tied together, so he's manik five camels, so that's mutter. But he's machnitz the chabolim of all five together. About, it says that he's machnis chavolim l'seich yodai v'yimshech u'bilvad shelo yichach, but he should not be koirech the chavolim together. Omar Ravashi lo yishonu ele inyin kloy. Now this isa kriche, what the Mishnah asks, is not a Shabbos dike isa, this is a kloyim dike isa, like the Gemara kloyim demai. What kloyim are you afraid of? Ilay mekloyim the odom, that since that it, the chavolim are koruch al ha'odom, so he's going together, or he's pulling together with the gmalim. So there's a iser of mani kloyim, just like a. There's an Isser Manik Sher V'chamoyer. So there's also an Isser of Adam U'v'gomel. The Tuminim. It's a Manik of Tuminim. So therefore, it is also. So the Gemara says, Ileima Kloim the Adam. Vosnan Adam Mutter Im Kulon Lachish V'limshoich. So there's no Isser of Kloim the Adam that a person is permitted to pull together with behemoth. Let us see Rashi. We'll skip over the kloim the chavolim et shaloyim kaimai, and we'll come to that soon. Leinyin kloim shonu hay shaloy yichach the masnis and leishach bei iser shabbos. Ela mishum kloim also like the meforish vazel. There's an iser kloim. Inay makloim di adam dechikorech lehen svivayis yodoi. When he's tying around the chavolim around his hand, nimtza kosher im agmalim. So now he's attached together with the gmalim. They're all attached with the chavolim. Upa'omim shehein moishchin shum dovo. So Rashi had a kasha, filu he's attached to the gemalim, or see Tosfos as the kasha. Filu he's attached with the gemalim, but the whole isa of leisachish b'sher v'chamer yachtov is davke if two minim are pulling something. But if they're stamazay walking together for hashpatzir, there's no isering gans. So Rashi says, upa omim shein moishrim shum dover. Could be there are moishach. The nimtza odom the gomol manhigim yachad, that an odom and gomol are manhigim yachad. So we'll see in Taisvis. Taisvis asks Akasha, "May what's that poomim manhigim shum dovu? It's Shabbos. They're not carrying anything Shabbos. There's no masli. The Gemara was speaking about this is not a Shabbos to Keisa, but Lachayre the Mishnah is speaking about Shabbos." So Shabbos, how could you have a chlal, a kloim of anhoge? They're not pulling anything. That's Taisvus Kash. Interessant. The Piskei Horid says Pshat Nagemore as follows. Uchigoin shahoyo noisi masri. That it would mean kloim da odom, that they're carrying something. How can you carry something? It's Shabbos. Zok te piske yarit, sho hoya bo mi bo oi yoim, ve ha sheikh loy be soy khatkhum, ve nikhnas acher ha sheikh. So that is pshat in the Mishnah. It's the Mishnah speaking about, he came mi bo oi yoim, and the sheikh all of it became Shabbat, so the din is that he's permitted, his chamer is permitted to walk, with the masui. What is the heter attack of this? So the Gemara says later the heter is that he has to make sure that there was no akire. The holy says Laman Yenuach, or there's the Isar of Mechama, so that is only us if there's akire v'anoche. So the masri is put on the behemoth when the behemoth started walking already. So there's no akire samasri, there's only hanoche, so the mele that is mut. So they were matter for, that is it in Misha Hirshech Loi, that if it became Shabbos, and he has a chamer, and he has a masri on the chamer, so he's permitted to walk, he's permitted, there's no isab l'man yenuach, there's no isab mechama. If lemaise, the masoi is put on the behemoth when the behemoth is going already, so it's not daime de haitzo, havorof and daldamas, there's no akire, there's only anoche, so that is mutter. So the Tosfos Rit says that we'll say this is pshat in the Mishnah. He says the Mishnah is speaking about that there is a masoi on the behemoth. So now when he's going together with the behemoth, so he's pulling the masoi. Sabot given, ganz fine and good. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi, they have another problem. There's no iser of kloyim odom in behemoth. That's how the Tosfos Rit says pshat in the Gemara, and Mestama, that's how Rashi also learned. Akasha, according to the third pshat in Rashi, that metultelus is a padding that is put in order that the ritzuah should not irritate the gomel. Like the Sfasem, and why is it also? The whole time it is also is because Shema Yipoil Ba'osil Asuye. So the Sfasem asks, Shema Shemayim. There's no Masi over here. So look, the behemoth Shabbos, there's no Masi whatsoever. So the padding isn't doing any purpose. So the padding should be also al Samasui. But according to the Tosfos Rit, the Gemara was Niche to say, that it's speaking about a gomel that is carrying a masri. It is speaking about Mishach Shecheloi. So Memele, so the Mishnah wants to tell us a chiddush. The Mishnah wants to tell us that even though the Metultelus is now not a masri, but Lo Yeitzi al a different time, Dil Menovel Vosila Suye. So that's pshat in the Mishnah. So the Mishnah is to tell us the Gzeira de Rabbonon. That means even in a case where it will not apply in Isser Daraisa, it is still also midarabonon al dilmenof al ba'osi lasui. Let us see the next Rashi. Vosnan odom mutter im kulom im kola behemes lachesh velimshay shlei osra teira ale shnei mine behemes yachad kein shev vechamer mishnezu bemeseches kloy. Zogt Tosfos. Vosnan odam mutar im kulam lachresh velimshech v'im taima. Tak Tosfos. Afilu yei odam nami osa. Is afilu will assume that an odam together with a behem is osa tikshe demai kloim shayach ocher. Kiven sheine moishech ba'agolo bekorim. The gomel is not moishech and agolo akorim. Do b'shabes ayri. The ain loyma the osalahanik bikloim afilo loyim sheikh shumdavo. Afilo they're not pulling anything, it's also also. So it's very interesting. The only way Tosfos could prove this is from a Gemara Malkus. Tim Kane, if this is, would be true, ye osa lahoylech ulahaziz mimikoimai sheikh psulei amikdosh. Then one would not be able to be manig asher psulei amekdoshim. Asher psulei amekdoshim eisi shenivde. The choshev kishnei minim kedamrinem beperik basre demakis. Hamanig besher psulei amekdoshim loike. Guf echot hu vasoy akosuv shnei gufim. Rabbi Netam says pshat and that gemara is a machlikis to Rabbi Netam and the Meforish. Mefarish learns pshat that Asher Psulei HaMekdoshim has in it characteristics of Chulin and characteristics of Kodesh. So just like one is not permitted to be manig to Minim, one is not permitted to be manig a behemish al Chulinim, a behemish al Kodesh. And then of the Asher Psulei HaMekdoshim is both as Chulin and Kodesh. But the Mefarish asks, where did Chazal get it from? That there's such an Issa of to be manik, Kodesh im Chulin. Rabbeinu Tam says pshat in that Gemara, Rab Sher Psuli HaMekdoshim, the Pasuk says, it's Kitzvi V'cho Ayo. So, that's the Gabi Achille. So the Torah says it's like a Tzvi and the Ayo. So Mamela, so this has, it's like two meaning. So it is also. Al Koponim, so Taisva says, if you will say that the Issa Hanhoge of two meaning applies, even though it's not pulling anything, so how could one ever be Mani Gasher Psulei HaMekdoshim? You'll always be Oiva on the Issa Hanhoge. So Al Kocher, this Hanhoge is only when there is a Masa. The Yesh Loima emphasizes the Hachikoma. Ilaim Mekloim Diodo. Ho diktonil bilvachala yichaich bechel koma. The last halacha of the Mishnah, or bilvachala yichaich, is not speaking about Shabbos, it's speaking about chayl, when it is nice a masui. Kidakimna lael, we find such a kimte in the Gemara before, b'loi b'shem en sreife, da'ayri b'yonte. So Mamele, even though the Mishnah started off in Shabbos, but one bove is speaking about Yonte. Umayri shem moishrim shum dova. So that's what the Gemara wanted to say. We'll say that the Kloyim is Kloyim the Odom, and it's speaking about that is moishrim shum dova, and how is that possible? It's possible b'chol. Inami yesh loimer d'choshiv meshiche mashe noisim shneyem esach avolim. Since both of them are the weight of the chavolim is distributed between the gmalim and the yodom, so it is considered that both of them are carrying the chavolim. So b'meile, so that would be a din of anhogas kloy. Now the Gemara says, but there's only one problem, that odom in behemoth there's no issa kloy. So Mamela, so they have to get back to the Mishnah. So what is Pshat or Bilvat Shelo Yichoich? So the Gemara says, Ela Kloyim Dechavolim. We are speaking about that the Chavolim alone become Shabbos. Let us see Rashi. Kloyim Dechavolim. Sheyesh Bahen Chevlei Tzemer Vechevlei Pishta. You have here in five Gemalim. So some of them have woolen chavolim, some of them have chavolim shel pishta. V'chi korich lohu have kloyim. When he binds it together, the five chavolim so become shabbos. V'yodoi mischamemes bachizoson, and his hand becomes warm while holding the chavolim. U'kesov al dovo she'ein miskaven osa. And the Tana of our Mishnah holds, even though he's not mischavin lahanoas chimum, but lemaise he's getting hanoas chimum. We'll picture the Mishnah speaking about in the winter also, where it would be very al kaponim is getting hanoas chimum. It's even though that's not his kavone, but hadovo sheinim mischavin is also. Okay, so it's not a psikreisha. According to other Rishonim, Shitas Haran is that by Yisurei Hano, even a psikreisha is that of Dovah Shainim Iskavim. Al Koponim, the Mishnah is speaking about the Issa of Chimum B'Shatnes. And it becomes Shatnes through the Kriche of the Chavolim. Some of the Chavolim are Pishtim and some of them are Tzem. Correct the Gemara. Does Kriche alone make Shabbos? Vasanya hatoichef tchifa achas. The person sticks in one tchifa of a machat. He sticks in to be mechaber to begodim. He has one beged of tzema and one beged of pishtin. And he sticks in a needle with thread, one tchifa to be mechaber the two begodim. Ein echibur. So you need a good chibur, a lasting chibur, in order that there should be an issa kloyim. So b'zayi that what he's kairich this chavolim together. This is not a lasting chibur, so it's not shatnes. So weiter ist schwer. So the Gemara lo ilam kloim v'chavolim. No, we're speaking about kloim v'chavolim. V'hochi koma. V'bilvad shelo yichreich v'yikshe. V'bilvad shelo yichreich v'yikshe. Let us see Rashi. Hatoikev bigdei tzemer upishtin v'tchifa achat. Going on the machat pa machat, oy she kosher kesher echot, ein echibo. Tchsiv tzemer upishtim yachdo. Loi osro toire elo chibo yofe hamiskay. In ibavke a chibo yofe hamiskay. So memele. So here there's no chibo yofe. So the Gemara answers. Shlo yichreich v'yikshir kricha u'kshira b'shtei tchifois. Now this Rashi is a very unclear Rashi. In order to enlighten ourselves a little bit what's pshat in this Rashi, let us look in the Mordechai. The Mordechai is after the Rif, page 146, Balaz, Ois Shin Mem Gimel, Shin Mem Bay, the last Mordechai, Kricha Ukshira Hainu Shtei Tchipos. So the big day yesha says pshat, rotsa loima also kemoi beis tchifeis ve'ein ze beis tchifeis atzma. So the first lashon of the Mordechai, it would seem that, and this is the second lashon in the Meiri, that the Gemara is machadish achidish and hilchis shatnes. The Gemara asked if it was kriche is not a chibur. So the Gemara answers that there's kriche ukshire. That means one knot together with a kriche, that makes a chibur. You don't need two knots. This combination, a knot and a kriche, is sufficient. That's this first lashon. Now let us look in the Chedushei Anshei Shem. Ve'ein nira l'riva v'le'inyin kloin shire chibogomoru y'nira chibogomor. So memeili bin zaraya from a mishnin kloin u'kriche mishum chimum noket lo mi'uram perish b'seifirem d'kesher d'yerai. The Rabbeinu Lez mitzvah the kesher the rice enel shnek shorim ze al gavze. It's unclear what the lashon of the chedushei anshei shein, but the goyim seems to learn as follows, and the Miri brings down such a lashon that the emesin, in order for it to be kloyim, there has to be two knots to be mechaber the chavolim together, a kesher al gavi kesher. And the Goyim says, when did you make the kesher al gabi kesher? Erev Shabbos. All these chavolim were tied together Erev Shabbos. The kriche is, he's kairich it around Yodoy, in order that makes the iser of kloim the chimum. The chimum comes about to that that he winds around the chavolim around his hand. But al kaponim, you need a kesher gomel. You need a kesher gomel. And without that, it's gomish mit gomish. And the Goyin says that this is pshat in Rashi. But Rashi says, kricha ukshira b'shtei techifois. The kshira b'shtei techifois is the Goyin perish b'shtei tshorim. That's what Rashi means. That Rashi, what is the terence of kshira? So Rashi is kshira b'shtei techifois, equivalent to shtei techifois. So just like Shtei Tchivis is when you stick it in twice, so that's called a Chibur Gomel. So Kshire is B'Shtei Tchivis B'Shtei Kshor. If you learn that Rashi held like the first Lashon in the Mordechai, so you have to be Goyres Kishtei Tchivis Mestamah. Kricha u Kshire Kishtei Tchivis, this combination of one Kesher and one Kriche is equivalent to Shtei Tchivis. So it's a meiradike, it's maybe a small guise, but a meiradike nafke min ala aloche. And therefore the goyin is marich, sein schneuse leyon, sein chedushe yagro, that he says whenever you need a chibur, so kriche does not have a shame chibur, there's no such gemara that kriche has a shame chibur. So therefore, he's chaylik on the remoder of the minika oilom, that by Lulav Tzorich Agad we have the Keshalach, and you go and stick there are three Mekaymes, one place to stick in the Lulav, one place to stick in the Dadas, and one place to stick in the Aroves in the Shalom Al Yisrael, that's Mechuber because it's Arum Givikol. So the Goyin says Kriche is not called a Chibur, and if you're Lulav Tzorich Agad you need a Chibur Gomo, you need a Kshire. You need to the kesha gabi kesha. That's the shrashi ukshira b'shtei tchifes. That's the two lashonis. Sai is in the Mordechai, and Sai is in the Meiri. Omar Shmuel ubilvat. So we gave a heter over here that he is permitted to be manik five gemalim at a time, but the as long as they're not tied one to the other. Omar Shmuel b'vach lo yetzei chevel mitachas yodai tefach. The chevel that he is holding should not be yetzei mitachas yodai tefach, should not stick out of his yada tefach. Frek the Gemara v'otone d'vei Shmuel tfochayim, and the base medrash of Shmuel, it was said that it's only osrev tfochayim are sticking out. Amar Abai Yehashti Domo Shmuel Tefach Betonet Vei Shmuel Tvachayim Shmuel Haloche Lemaisa Osel Hashmina. Zot Rash Shlo Yeitzei Chevel Roish HaChevel Lo Yeitzei Mitachas Yodei Tefach Lemata. The Domi, if it's sticking out of his hand, Kemisha Noisa B'Yodei Lo Yimischazye Shehime Apsar Agmala. You just look at this person, you see him walking with a string sticking out, so it looks like he's carrying a string. Shmuel doma tefach laruya elocha lamaisa osulashmini. Da'bo limlech lefoneinu amrine lei tefach. Lemaisa you tell him it should only, the most it can stick out is a tefach. Shaloi lahokal bi surim. Miwat tvochayim leke isa. Aba lemaisa there's no isa ad tvochayim. Like the Gemara, Vohasanye Ubilvache Yagbiya Minakar Ketefach. We learned a Baraisa that it doesn't matter the length of the Chevel, as long as it's Gavoya Minakar Ketefach. So the Gemara answers, Kisanya Hi Bechavlo the Beini Beini. Let us see Rashi. Vohasanye Ubilvache Yagbiya Minakar Ketefach. Avol Kolkame the Boi Nefik Mitaisa Yode. The only thing you have to worry about, it should not drag on the ground, the chevel. But how the length of the chevel, there's no halachas b'chlal. So the Gemara says, yeah, he's speaking about a different, the chavla de beini beini, shebein yodai legomol, bahu kama de boi in the heavy. Thetak, it doesn't make any difference how long the chevel is. So one can see how it's being moishach the behemoth. If you don't see the chevel in the air, it's dragging on the ground. You can't see how he's holding the head of the behemoth. So therefore you have to see al kaponim has to be a tefach tov. Zog the Mishnah weiter. Ein chamer yoytzei b'mardas b'zman she'eino k'shur aloi. If the mardas is not kosher to the chamer, we heard already this Mishnah before, so it is also, and the Gemara explained this Mishnah, she'en ikshur olay me'arif Shabbos. V'olay bezuk, a chamer is not permitted to go out with a belt, afal pi shehu pokuk, even though there's no hashmoas kol, we stuffed the bell with cotton, but it's still also. V'loi b'sulam shebetzavorei. Sulam shebetzavorei is a type of a splint that is put on the neck of the chamoyer. So that's also also. V'loi b'ritzui sheberagloi. V'ein ha-tarnegoylem yoytzim b'chutim. And tarnegoylem don't go out b'chutim. V'loi b'ritzui sheberagloyim. We'll see what the purpose of these chutim is. The chutim, the Rambam says, is just tied to the foot. It's not hanging. It's not, the ritzuah is hanging. The ritzuah shebaraglay. Bein haschorim yoytzim ba'agolo shetachas ha'al yeshalehem. The schorim who had the tremendous tails had problems that the tails used to get wounded when they used to go over the rough mekaymis with stones and thorns, etc. So they used to attach to this chorim, used to attach a small agola, that the tail used to lie in this agola, in the small wagon, and the wagon followed the chorim, yeah. And the alya didn't get damaged. Veina rechelem, yoitzais, chanunais, veina egel, yoitze, begimoin, always if shot in the Gemara, b'lei pore, b'lei rakuper, b'lei beretzui, shem ben karneho. Parosa isha rabalosa ben azaya, isha yaitzo beretzua, shem ben karneho, shaloi berzoin chachomim. Zogt Rashi, bezug ishkelita a bell, af al pi shechaloloi pokuk bemuchim, she'ein ha'indu shaloi mekashkesh, la'ashmiya koil, the Gemara meforish time is, so what's wrong if there's no hashmos kol, what is also? Sulam uritzue v'chol hanach de masnisim meforish b'gemara. V'kulu, what is the reason of all these inyonim? Mishum dechayis alayu. Because these are valuable things. V'inofli osi la'asuye. If it'll fall, it's osi la'asuye. So that means even though we had before, we'll see this is a splint, and we had before that a behema is yoytze hu ba'agat shal gabi hamake ubekshishim shal gabi hasheva, and kshishim was also a type of a splint that was mutter. So the Mefoshim explained that there's a difference between kshishim and sulam. Kshishim was a very cheap piece of wood, so Memele, so if it fell down, he would never bother to pick it up. This sulam was chayis alayu. This had a value to it. Vinofli osi lasuye. So this they asked. Agole kigoin korein cotton, a small wagon, sheoisin loitachas znovei. Sheroish zonov oiseim ha'elim, rochov kemin kar cotton, the aim by etzem elo shumin va'ov v'kovet. Urshe nigra la'oretz nisrat v'nishchas. Va'oysen lo yagolem iskalgeles achoyrov. Kshuhoylech. Va'hazon av kosher oleo. Kupa sheretzu shenimov chadin kemachat. V'koyren lo yaritzen. This is supposed to be a hedgehog. V'koishrin oiroi bedadei aporet, shelo yaniku o shrotzim. That shrotzim should not be meinik, Rambam says, when the pore is sleeping, or some emele, others wanted a benefit from the cholov of the pore, so if they put this oir with the sharp bristles on it, so that to dissuade any sheretz who wants to be meinik. V'loi beretzui shebein karneo, the Masi Yulok and the Meforish Pigmorah.